West F is Angela Yee and Live Service. We had a tremendous 2017. We had some great guests, and right now I have a best of for you. These are some of our favorite moments that we curated ourselves. So you guys are going to love this if this is your first time hearing Live Service, or maybe these are some of the artists that you've never heard on with us before. We handpicked some of our funniest moments, so make sure you check it out. We're going to have on DL Hughley, Maino, Plies, Tammy Rivera, a whole lot of people. So check it out. First up, we got 2 Chainz came by the show. You know, pretty girls love trap music, and he was there to definitely tell us a lot about himself. Who fantasizes more during sex, on average, men or women?
Me.
You think so?
I'm not a woman.
I think women.
I say women.
I fantasize a lot during sex.
The women, I think. Stephanie, what do you think?
What you be thinking about?
Pussy. I feel like...
You hard.
I don't fantasize during sex.
When a dick in you, you thinking about pussy?
That sucks for his dick.
Yeah, you done.
That sucks.
You don't even supposed to be using a dick no more if you think
about
it.
No, not every single time. Not every single time. But when I do want to think about something, that's what I think about.
But if you fucking, if a nigga hitting you from the back, you think about
it. Because I'm thinking about it, it could be some pussy laying right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you done.
Damn.
You desensitized. No,
I don't really fantasize during sex. The only time that I have fantasized during sex is like if I'm getting my pussy and I'm drunk and it's just taking so long. So I'll start thinking about like the last porn I watched.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I think about too.
Yeah. Like,
because sometimes, I feel like men try to prevent themselves from coming too fast, and we try to make sure that we come.
Yeah. Like you can feel it there, but it's still gonna take another 10 minutes.
I've had some not too great sex, and I thought about some way better sex to get me through.
You can feel it's there, and say it's 10 minutes down the road, like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, like you know.
So when you say I'm about to come, you mean like in 10 more 15?
Exactly.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's horrible. Isn't
yeah, you've been,
awful?
You been
you
jerking off.
You gotta go to the porn bank in your head.
You've been jerking off too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
That's not fair.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when I feel like I could feel like I'm gonna come, but it's not gonna happen in 30 seconds or right now. Right.
Or if he stops his little, you know, right. if he stops doing or the little exactly. movement he was doing yeah, and switches it up, you be like, you motherfucker, why did you
reset it all the way back?
Yes.
Right. It could go on a reset. This at this point you can go on a reset.
Like,
so
if you
just start thinking about like some crazy.
That's
ACM
right. I need
porn.
Consistency. Like, I need you to keep doing what you was doing if I'm about to come. Because mm-hmm. if you switch it up, mm-hmm. then it's like, fuck you.
Then you got to stay right there in the same little.
That's why you have to communicate. That's when you're like, don't stop doing it.
That's the only time I ever fantasize during sex. I can say this with confidence. I've never had like a dick inside of me and was thinking about other things, fantasizing. I'm usually enjoying that moment.
Now, 2 Chainz, what do you fantasize about? Since you said men
do
it more than women.
Yeah, what do men fantasize about?
Yeah, like what are some things? And do you fantasize like because you have to make yourself come? Or do you sometimes think about, because I know sometimes men think about other things to not come.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
You think about things to not come.
No, but
what makes you not come? Like when you think.
Something different.
All right, but first, if you're trying not to come, what do you think?
I mean... I don't know, a nigga might fucking rap or some shit.
You start rapping in your head.
Nigga might just come up with some shit in his head. You gotta think of something that
he wrote a whole album.
That doesn't allow you to think about how good whatever it is going on. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You gotta, you know. And then, like I said, and if you're trying to come, you have to think of, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you said. Maybe if it's not a porn, you're thinking of like maybe this little badass like. Little, maybe you think about somebody you haven't been with. Like,
that's
you like,
what you see. That's you the type
like
of fantasy.
Put like a, that's what a fantasy. You like put a, like a badass R&B chick or something on. Put this head on this body.
Mm-hmm. And, just put together the
and
weird
just
signs.
Really and really just
right, put together
and just really
perfect.
Give it to them and them not, and they don't even know. You know.
But let me ask you this. So have you ever been having sex and trying not to come and came up with a great rap and been like, man, I need to stop so I can write this down?
Nah, I don't write raps. I don't write raps anyway, but nah, I mean.
You never write down little notes though on your phone or nothing?
Nah, you know what's on my phone? My daughter's songs and some of my songs. Mm-hmm. Like you can save them to your notes. So when you playing them through your, they won't. So when you playing them through your, what you call this shit? when you playing them through the phone, you know how you play it and you have to keep mashing the whatever.
It's like an app?
No, like when you play music through your phone, you have to keep mashing it so the song will continue playing. But if you save it into your notes, you can just play it.
I never did this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I never did that before either.
We're not artists.
That's some music nigga shit you got going on.
All right, well, yeah, I don't.
You just put this on, dog. You can explain later.
Well, the truth is that women fantasize more during sex.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, she just said she'd be thinking about flicks and stuff like that. So,
but I think women do it more because we have to do it because we don't come clearly from the statistics as easily as men do.
Right, like that's when I think a woman is fantasizing during sex for that extra nudge. Right. You know what I mean?
They have all these. How many toys do you think they made for women to come? Like how many do you think there are?
Like millions.
Millions.
Yeah, definitely millions.
Isn't that crazy? That's not even fair. They made a million toys.
They have some for men. As you guys do.
Because y'all got a million toys that can make y'all.
That's not why, though.
No, but even women who have never used a toy, it's still a
challenge. I don't use toys.
It's still some, you know, you still have to know a woman's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Anatomy.
Yes, anatomy. To make her come. It's not something that you're just, you know, either someone teaches you or you never learn.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This makes perfect.
Plus, let's keep it real. Like, it's just easier for a man to come, period.
It's easy. You do this for, that's it.
Right.
You do what?
Women are, exactly.
Shake weight.
Exactly. Roll the dice.
Man, this one was great. Now, I always heard about 3D Nati, and this is my first time meeting her, and she was hilarious. Some guys had issues with all of the girl talk we had going on, talking about men paying rent and all that, but here was one of our funniest moments. All right, what song you want to hear to fuck to?
Oh. Most times on my mood. I like to hear myself.
I know that's right,
girl. I'm not saying my music. I'm just saying I be turning my song to Maria.
No, that's a terrible song.
No music.
Please don't.
No music.
You're so childish.
I don't know.
I want to hear that ass clap, my
brother thought this shit was so funny, but I had a whole playlist.
Right, sex
and
playlist.
I used to kind of see what song you gonna stop on.
I'm childish for that.
I'm childish like that.
Stopped our song too. Fuck this nigga.
You know, I think right now, like Bryson Tiller, The Weeknd, and Party Next Door is good to have sex with.
Listen, right? I don't have sex to music.
You just put it on so you don't hear the girl screaming so much.
You know what?
It's weird for me.
Do you think that you would come faster with or without music?
I have a confession about music.
I just noticed this recently, and I kind of laughed to myself while I was doing it.
I'm sorry.
Confession about music is that during, like, if I'm giving head to, like, music, like, if music is playing, then I'm going to, like, give head to the beat.
Right.
Hey. Well, that makes
sense. Don't people do that? I thought I was weird for doing that.
You're probably, like, the only one that confessed it.
I thought I was a weirdo because I caught myself doing it recently and was like, am I really sucking his dick to the beat?
What song were you hearing? Were you listening to?
Let's get it on.
No, we were actually listening to Tremaine.
Okay. He's listening to M.O.P. Annie Up.
No, I was listening to TP2.com. Hit it hard from the back.
Oh my God, when I was young, I like fucked up that album.
Me too. My first sexual experiences were to those.
That's the crazy thing. But now I feel like if a guy puts on music, I'm like, yo, this is mad cheesy. Like, why? I don't know why I think like that.
Nah, if a dude put the music on, then it's kind of weird. But most of the time, if you know,
we just gonna fuck. We don't got time to put no music on. We've been into it.
We got Sonos. Put the music on.
You still gotta stop and be like, let me put this playlist on for us to fuck, girl.
No. That was when I was being childish and single, and whatever.
What was on your playlist?
Now, we're not gonna get into that.
I was getting some head.
Go DJ.
I'm like, look, when I
And that's my DJ.
And I don't like it. But look, now I feel like
they're gonna know your clap. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna let you finish.
You got another your one? To the,
you got
to
another one?
Or not? Okay. Your turn.
You done? Yeah. But no, I really feel like when I say certain shit, like certain keywords, then a stroke change. Like, so I like to, I mean, you know,
cock.
The regular shit, like it's yours.
Right.
This pussy feel good. How you know, all that type of shit. Then a stroke change whenever I say something different. So I kind of.
So you know what to say.
I know what to say.
Certain words. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
And you ever feel like sometimes you're like, all right, this is going on too long. I got to just make him come.
Sometimes. Yeah. If I'm exhausted, I had a long day. I enjoyed it. I got me. We don't need to. Yeah,
I feel like once I start getting dizzy, like something.
Dizzy.
Like,
yeah, you need
some water. Exactly. I need some water. It needs something gotta give. You gotta come.
I'm not gonna lie. Once I come, I'm like ready for you to come.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Like if I come, I'm like
after a while, I'm like, all right, your turn.
He'd be like, all right, I came. Your turn. Let's go.
Sure. I'll even go to one of
that's
my
when you like,
my
from
get
the,
a moves
from the
that I know will make him come. And if that won't work, I start whispering in his ear, begging for it to come.
What's your get a moves?
And that works. My get a moves?
Mm-hmm.
From the back, laying flat with my legs crossed, and okay. Then like throwing the it back like that in a circle.
Okay.
No, but with my legs
crossed. Throw that ass in a circle.
Laying on my stomach.
Because it keeps it like, my keeps it tight.
Yeah,
like,
keep it tight and flat. Because your stomach flat on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that.
Oh, that's a good check. Thanks.
And then.
Yeah. You saw, I was like.
Thank you.
Okay. And then. If what I'm else? On my back, I'll put my legs up on his shoulders and lift my hips up so mm-hmm. that I'm raised up off the bed.
Okay.
And then that always works. And if neither one of those work, then I look at Oreo. If neither one of those work, then I start whispering in his ear but begging for the cum. Like right. I want the cum so bad.
I think when you do that, that always works. When you like ask him to come, like I want you to come so bad.
Yeah, I think that works too.
And then he's begging for the cum.
Yeah. That works every time.
You say, I hope you have a lot of cum.
Okay, no. Fill his pussy up with all that cum, daddy.
See, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Because isn't it whack if he doesn't have a lot of cum?
That means with the safari teller.
That means that he already didn't let it.
That he fucked somebody else.
Off.
Yeah.
He could have been jerking off.
He didn't tell us that part. Mm-hmm. He just he said that mean that nigga fucked
somebody
else.
There's all different kinds of cum. There's like cum that's like thick and just like
that and then there's cum and then it's the runny cum clear. That gets the dripping right. down your leg.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You like the runny cum.
I like runny the runny cum.
The dripping down your leg.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than when a nigga come in you and then like 3 hours later that shit comes.
Oh, that shit is disgusting.
3 hours later.
Nah, that happened to me a few times.
That might have been a yeast infection.
Shut up.
No, it's the cum.
It is the cum.
It's the cum because you could tell like you see it coming out of you.
That's young. It happened to me before.
That's
your
that's me. If that shit happened. Everything happened to me. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, Dave East, he's one person who came by the show twice, so I guess he's like one of our regulars. Dave East always says Lip Service is his favorite show, and you're about to hear why.
All right, now have you ever borrowed money from a woman?
Yup.
Damn. Did you pay it back, Dave?
I wasn't always.
Dave, let me get that money.
I wasn't always. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So now that we mentioned it,
there's a few probably I ain't paid back, I know for sure, but they wasn't on it for me. But the ones that was like, I need my bread back. Like, they got
so what
bread.
If they come for you now? Like, remember back
it's
in.
Quiet.
2011.
Like, I don't
remember back
shit.
In 2010 nah, when I gave you that $300?
I don't remember.
We had a discussion.
Can I get $3,000 back?
About this in the car. Like, if a guy asked you to borrow money, a guy that you were dating, would that make you feel weird?
It all depends on what the situation. It could be any scenario.
That nigga took that $300 and took the next bitch out. He took Chris.
But see, I wouldn't do shit like that.
He took Chris.
Like, if I asked the girl for bread, it was like.
Like, maybe you need like brakes on your car or something.
I didn't even have a car. I was like, if I'm asking you for bread, I was fucked up. Like,
Did it ever feel weird? Like, I don't want to have to ask, but.
Yeah, but it's like. I always kind of dealt with like. I dealt with women my age, but I always kind of dealt with older women. So, like, a few of the older women, I wouldn't have to ask. Like,
they were just they giving just, you shit. Oh, you had, like, sugar mamas.
Cake mama.
I wouldn't call it that, but, like, here. This, like, I wake up, shit be there. Like,
damn, that's weird.
He always been a gigolo.
You always been a bad bitch.
I'm a gigolo. Remember that song?
That that bad bitch shit, you guys not calling me that, man. That's crazy.
Oh, people call you that?
No, I've been saying it. So girls are just leaving money on the nightstand?
I'm saying that's what niggas do. That niggas do that to bad bitches.
I would be niggas so upset if two stacks on my dresser. Like, babe, go buy yourself something.
Y'all gonna spit my drink out.
I'm a bad bitch. What's the most you ever got left?
Did they ever leave change?
Nah, no change. Probably like a band.
Wow.
Whoa.
Probably a band.
Can I manage it? Some work?
Probably like a band. But I feel like that's how she was trying to like win me over.
Damn, okay.
She was trying to reel you in with
like how niggas do that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to put Davey's picture on back pages and get somebody to go. Oh, yeah.
It's lit.
GoFundMe, huh?
Now, listen, so would you feel, you said if a guy asked you for money, but it was like for a particular, would that make you feel a way?
I mean, it depends on the scenario. Mm-hmm. If I knew that he was well off and, you know, maybe he just left his wallet at home and he was going out to dinner and he asked me to pay because he forgot.
No, what if he's like, listen, this month was a little rough. I need like $2,500 for rent.
Rent?
Yes.
See, I always felt like shit like that. Like, I always had mad pride. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, man, shorty, I can't. I always thought I was going to pop later. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I used to always have that in my mind. Like, man.
When I get on, I got you.
She's going to expose that shit if this don't work out.
Oh.
I was giving that nigga money. Like, so I never really wanted to, like,
do too much.
Take it there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. to that point. I asked little 300, little two, got 250, little dumb shit like that. Like,
they ever tell you no?
I'll fuck that off in a dice game or in the fucking, and just in the hood.
What? Like, come on now.
This is what I'm saying. Better purpose.
Can't trust a nigga like you.
What about you?
What about you, Lolo? If a guy.
Go to dinner.
So one time, I was talking to this guy. He was like a doctor. And I guess he was going through mad shit and he got fucked up. And he was like, you know, this month is really rough for me. I was like, damn. It's rough for all of us. Like, you know how you could tell issues. He was trying to reel me into some shit. So then he was like, yeah, you know, I just, you doing good though. You should let me borrow something. I was like, you mad funny. Like, I just literally played it off as a joke because I knew he couldn't be serious. Like, I'm sorry, but there's no way.
What about women asking to borrow money from you?
It depends with me. Like, I got own girls like that. I ain't like not even fucking or nothing like that.
No, but somebody you're dating.
Nah, I ain't going that road no more.
No more?
No, I'm good on that.
So you've done it before. Yeah. You've lent out money. Yeah. Do you expect it back?
You got some bread. Because I got to have some bread, right? As a man, you're not, it don't matter how cute I am, I could be fucking your brains out every day. After a while, if I'm dead pop, that shit going, you're going to be like, huh?
Yep.
We not going to do nothing. You can't buy me nothing. Yep. Ain't nothing going. You're like, right. You just fucking me and looking at me.
And looking at me. Dave got the same problems we have.
Yeah, I know. Damn. I ain't saying no more. It's hard being a bad bitch.
Y'all niggas is crazy, man. Y'all niggas is crazy.
Y'all crazy,
guys.
He bad.
But nah, you gotta have something. You gotta have, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have something rocking and rolling. And I be feeling like the gaps and shit gotta kind of be, you know what I'm saying?
Closer.
Like, I'm not.
You gotta level it out.
I don't be wanting to discriminate, but I can't be like, you can't work at Burger King. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, it just won't.
She might own that Burger King one day. You better not sleep.
You can't work at Burger King.
Yeah, but you gotta make baby steps. One day she might be the manager.
Like, hey, listen, if you want to own a Chick-fil-A, you gotta work at
Burger King. I'm the manager now. Like, I'm not.
Hold on. You just was living in the projects not too long ago.
3 years ago.
Don't try to come back.
Come on, Dave. You done changed your job.
That was 3 years ago.
You bougie now.
A little bit.
Because imagine you went into
Burger King. I go backwards, though.
But imagine you went in there and saw a woman who was just beautiful. Maybe she fell on some rough times. Maybe she's in school. Maybe she's working.
Like, why are you working here?
To make
she
money.
She got to pay bills.
I got bills. To me, I would respect
that's
that.
That's what strippers say.
Nah, I would respect
you
that more.
No.
Oh. So you rather she work, like, you rather she work at Burger King or get
Burger
bigger
King
money?
Burger King is just not the wave. Like, I don't want to pull up and you're giving me my burgers and fries and you my bitch. Like,
and you my bitch.
I want my bitch smelling like French
cool.
fries.
Coming home with wild baby. I got all type of extra shit from work today. Like,
Whoppers.
Bad burgers. I'm good on all that, man.
No you more. Never dated anybody in fast food?
No.
Nah.
See,
I dated a guy that was at Taco Bell. But I was in high school.
Yeah, do that now.
Do that. My dad now. Was mad hype because I was bringing home like bags of food. You know my dad, cheap as hell. Yeah, I was like, Dad, I got you a.
Do that.
Yeah, no.
Be with a nigga work at fucking Subway.
Yeah, but what if she work at like
post
Subway?
Post pictures with him
in his outfit, in his uniform,
and tag him where people could go on his page and see he work at Subway. He got mad Subway fits.
What if she worked at Chick-fil-A?
That's different.
Come on, Chick-fil-A, and she bought you Polynesian sauce,
and they're religious.
Y'all is crazy.
Yeah, every
fast
Sunday.
Food. They just change outfits.
But not fast food.
Open on Sunday.
Let's not be so drastic to say fast food, but maybe like even like the mall or something.
Oh, that's cool. I ain't against that.
Okay. Just not fast food.
Not fast food.
Because you smell like food, maybe. That's also like a transitional.
I feel like, honestly, like.
That's a kid job.
All right. Yeah.
It is a kid job.
Like,
it's a transitional.
Older,
I'm about to have
if you're 25 and older, you shouldn't be. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's them like. I'm 17, 18, going trying to get a job type job.
No, that's
like,
true. First job.
By the time, if you my age, you should own that motherfucker. Like, and if you don't, you can't be taking the order on the back, flipping the burger. Like,
what if she's the manager? General manager. General manager of Burger King.
Bad.
What if I was the general manager of Burger King? Can I holler at you?
I'll holler. I'll take you.
I'll take your number. Bad bitches unite.
DL Hughley, this one surprised me so much. I couldn't believe we actually got him to come on the show, and he told so many incredible stories, things he's never revealed anywhere else before. Check it out. Here's one of them.
He's a famous comic, so I can't tell you his name. So we playing this gig one time, right?
And, is he a king of comedy?
I'm not gonna. No, he wasn't.
Is he on your show? Your gig, current show?
And we in the Bay Area, right? And so I get this knock on my door. And this cat comes. He said, "Man, come to my room."
Oh no!
And I go, "What's up?" He goes, "Something's wrong." So he had this chick.
Doo-doo.
She's tied up to the bed and she's naked and she's unconscious.
Oh my god!
And he said, "I said, man, what happened?" He said he had this cat of nine tails, which is that whip, and they had always whipped it. He whipped her. And all of a sudden, she told him it was hurting and he couldn't stop. He said, I couldn't stop.
Why? He whipped her unconscious?
He whipped her unconscious.
What?
So then I said, "Hey, man, I'm not going to, I'm not in this shit. I'm not touching nobody." And she woke up and she said, hey, DL. Can I have some water? And I went, "Oh, nigga, she all right."
Thank God.
That was the funniest
shit.
What
you're
ever.
Supposed to do.
Like, man, I'm not in it.
He was like, "Here, hold this whip.
You an accessory.
I'm not in it.
In case the shit didn't work, help me hide the body.
If she wouldn't have woke up and I went right to the front desk, that nigga killed somebody.
He killed it. They say he did that shit.
No, but they say
he
didn't. Unless she said she didn't wake up, then what do you
do? I'd have told.
No, you wouldn't.
I swear to God, I'd have told. You can't be killing motherfuckers. I'm not doing that.
Y'all wouldn't tell on me, would you?
Nah, I would help you hide the body.
Yeah, see, they would help me.
Shit.
What kind of friend are you?
I love my kids.
You bugging out. I'm leaving. I'm not telling, but I'm not helping.
If my kids did some dirt, like, I love them. But if they did something that spread out harm to humanity on some just old evil humbug shit, nah.
But that was an accident.
You wouldn't help.
He didn't mean to kill her.
Look his face.
I mean, she's not dead. But
I might have my daughters, but my son, I'd tell on him.
If my son murders somebody, I'm gonna send him to jail. How could you do that? I raised you better than that. What are you doing, murdering people?
Yeah.
Now you gotta go to jail.
You
if you kill somebody, no.
But what kind of kill? Like if he kills somebody,
I mean, if it was a justifiable kill, I would help. But if he's being,
she said I'd help. Like, I don't like that nigga.
But if he was being an animal about things, you know, like, I'm going to call the police on him. Like, man. You got to go, you do
like
the crime,
accident.
Do the time.
You wouldn't tell on him. I'm sorry.
You can't.
That was an accident.
But an accident,
I'll just
I wouldn't
say this.
Tell.
I've
tell.
Watched, I'm telling you, when I was a kid, I grew up on 135th Avalon. This is a school, Avalon Garden. So I'm a little kid, right?
Okay.
Not a kid, but 10, 12, maybe 12, 14. These kids, they go, "We got this chick. We running a train on her," right? Mm-hmm. And I go, "Oh, wow. I've always heard about this."
Were you a virgin?
I was, no. I wasn't a virgin. And so
I hope Dizzy isn't 10.
No, no. I was 12.
He said 12.
Okay, I'll just make
that's
it
still 12. Young.
Yeah, it is.
So I go and I see this girl and they are doing shit to her. And I'm like, I don't think
she's not with it.
She's not with it. And I said, this ain't, she's not. And I remember, and these dudes are older than me. And I like love them and had always been impressed by them. But at that moment, I thought that they were, like, it was one of the first times I saw men who I loved and respected seem small to me. Like they were, I was like, she's a girl and you. And so I remember getting her clothes and I said, she's not with it. And they're older than me.
Right.
And I'm not even scared because I'm like, even if something go left,
You did what you knew you had to do. Right. That was your instinct.
Mm-hmm. So we put on her clothes and she smelled like pennies and she smelled like this real weird smell that I would later on know that smells like blood. Right. Like it smelled like copper. Mm-hmm. So I get her clothes, we walk, and they hit me in the head and pushing me and calling me a buster I was weak. And I walk her to her neighborhood and it was like 5 or maybe 8 blocks away. When we get to close to her neighbor, she screams and runs toward her brother.
And it looked like you outside. Did it.
And this motherfucker picks up a butcher knife. And she is so hysterical. She can't tell him. So he's chasing me around the car. And
so he's thinking it's you.
And he catches me. And he goes, she said, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. And he said, I know this nigga know who did it. And I said, I can't tell you who did it. He said, if you don't tell me who did it, I'm going to cut you. I said, but they'll kill me. He said, I swear to God, you got 3 seconds. I'm going to count to 3 and you're going to tell me who can. And I closed my eyes and waited for him to cut me. And so he didn't. And so while I'm walking away, he hit it. Like both the motherfuckers, the dudes in my neighborhood was hitting me and he was hitting me.
Damn.
So I'm getting my ass whipped for, and I ain't done shit wrong. So weeks later, at this joint called Smitty's Liquor Store on 135th and Avalon, I see this dude and he says, thank you. But I always knew, like to me, even though I wanted to be, like, I didn't think that it was right to do shit to people that you knew you could. And even though I did, like, the thing with my son, or I've done things that made me feel weak, I always thought that, I always knew the greatest thing I've ever done to me is that now I know I'm a human being.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's, so I think that you're supposed to go all out for people you love. I think you're supposed to try. I think you're supposed to treat everybody with a level of certain respect and decency. And I think if it costs you skin, that's the price you pay for being a human being.
Now, Kiafa Vick came through. You know her as Michael Vick's wife. Also, she was on the show Baller Wise, which she produced. That's a boss. Check it out.
Now, Carmina, are you in a relationship? Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Would you recommend that she date a football player?
Absolutely not. And I work with football players.
I know you do. No. And I'm sure they...
No, you don't want to. It's like, what the hell? Would you?
After you see
I don't know. Would any of y'all want to date a football player?
I would date anybody that I like, but I've never dated a football player, so I don't know. I don't know.
I have it. It's not good.
Why do y'all say that?
Everything that glitters is not gold.
No. I feel like an athlete, period.
People I'm not behind
just
the scenes.
Yeah, not just player. Football, but just athletes in general. Yeah.
Think about it. Like all the traveling, all the girls, all the...
Absolutely.
But Kiafa, you are married to a football player.
Girl, we was dating forever in a day before we got married. Like forever. So we've been through a lot.
Yes,
I met him when I was 21.
So you guys met in a club, right?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Who was hollering at who?
He was all in my face.
I can tell.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I had just turned 21. I'm in the club. And I don't know. This night, I must have been looking good because all the guys were just buying me drinks. I had like 4 drinks.
And it was your birthday.
It was right after my birthday, about a month later. And all the guys were just like coming to me. So I see this guy. He's smiling. I see his teeth. I'm like, oh, he look good.
He got teeth.
Yeah. And he all black and chocolate. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker is fine. And all of a sudden, they called it was a shaky booty contest. That's what they called it. It wasn't a twerk contest.
I know you did not win the shaky booty contest.
No, not me.
I was like, Kiafa won the shaky booty contest.
I'm like, no wonder why everybody was buying you drinks.
She paying a Hampton tuition. Not me. Wait a minute. women, but before the shaky booty contest, one of the guys he was with had came over. Like, I'm just, we just smiling at each other at this point. I'm drunk out my mind. I'm
so put us in this scene. He got the braids of the, you know, the Nike.
He didn't even have braids when I met him. No, he was clean cut. He had on a hoodie. Like, in the club, he was just real chill. Like, real, like, ooh, he had swag. And you don't really see that much in Virginia. Oh, let me not say that, because the Virginia boys gonna be mad at me.
I love y'all, Virginia. I know, and I love you, Amber Rose.
Shout out to D'Angelo, Trey Songz, Teddy Riley.
You can't even go back to Virginia now.
Push a T. No, his
Virginia
swag.
Women are beautiful.
I was talking about the men in their swag.
Girl.
Don't be trying to put that on me.
Wait, what you say about Virginia women? No, I'm joking.
No, I ain't saying nothing about no women. I just said the men's swag. I'm from Philly, and they had a different swag.
Right.
So I liked his swag. Y'all ain't
we
shit.
We can get you in trouble.
Y'all not shit.
Bad news.
Yes, I'm going to have you go there and get it fucked up. Look. And, oh, what was I saying? I got my head all messed up.
Meeting him in the club, shaking booty contest. Homeboy came over.
Oh, yeah, so one of his friends came over and was like, y'all know who that is over there? And I heard my girlfriend was like, no. And he was like, oh, that's Mike Vick. And she was like, where? And he was like, over there. And I was like, oh, who is Mike Vick? And my girlfriend was like, oh, he a football player. I was like, oh, show me. Let me see where he at. So when she pointed to him, I almost died, because I'm like, oh my God, this is the nigga I'm smiling at. Like, he just think I'm a groupie all in his face. So I'm like, psh. I'm leaving. So I went to the other side of the club, and he judged a little shaky booty contest.
He judged it.
He was a judge in the shaky booty
contest. That's why you won.
So I wasn't in the shaky booty contest.
Oh, so you did it
that part out. And I had went to like another part of the bar, and he came and he found me, and he was like, can I get your number?
You won. He's like, I wasn't in the contest, but you won.
He got my number, and I was like, so excited. I was like, oh, it's so fine. And like a few minutes later, he came back, and he was like, yo, I didn't put it in right. And I was like,
whoa.
Yes,
that's like, what's wrong,
fool. Yes. And so the club is over. We leaving. And he outside. He all in this girl face. And she like, she a thick girl. And I'm looking at him like, damn, this what you like? All right, I see you. So she all in his face trying to kiss him and stuff. He all trying to grab me. He like, you coming home with me? And I'm like, hell no.
Damn.
So he called me the next morning. He like, you want to come away with me? I'm like, no, I'm going away tomorrow. He like, damn, just come with me. And I'm like, no, I'm going to D.C. We was going to, what was it, Love? Club yeah. Love?
Oh,
yes. I'm like, no, I'm going. Like, I know, I'm 21. I'm just turned 21. Like, I'm going to D.C. I'm going to
I'm bringing
club.
This shaky booty to D.C.
with my next door sky page. And after that, he called me like every day. I remember telling my grandma I met a football player. She was like, girl, he ain't going to be no good. He only want the booty. He's just going to dog you out. And I'm like, grandma, he is nice. She's like, girl, whatever. And he really did turn out to be like, he was a nice guy. We went through a lot of bullshit, but he was really, really a nice guy. Like, you know, he was different than most of the guys. I mean, you know how you meet a guy, they just go off, don't call you for a while. No, he called me every day, every morning while he was on his way to work. You know what I mean? He made sure I was okay all the time. Like, he started paying tuition at school. You know, he just made sure.
That's husband material right
now. I know, he made sure I was okay.
He cared about education.
It wasn't like he was just tricking, like, oh, let me buy you this bag. Right. Like, he would make sure I was okay. And I like that about him. Like, when we went on dates, I had a car, but he would still come pick me up. Mm-hmm. He was always on time. He was just, like, such a gentleman. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, for real?
When did y'all make it official? Like, how did you know?
We didn't make it official toilet. For a while. We didn't make it official for a while because it was just like, I wasn't stupid. Like, you know what I mean? I know what you got going on. I know
you're a young football player.
You know what I mean? But it was just like, we was just feeling each other a whole lot. Mike had a baby on the way. He didn't tell me about the baby on the way.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, girl.
Was he waiting to see if it was his?
No.
No, because you know, sometimes guys.
That's real, though. You know that what? We never talked about that before. But no.
He might have been like, let's wait till the baby's born. He told me like, I might not have to tell her nothing.
You know, he just said, like, I just thought I was going to be fucking you. And, you know, I just thought that was it. I ain't really had to tell you my business.
Well, damn.
Pretty much.
Tell me how you're
I thought you was like the rest of them.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then, like, he told me, like, maybe a month before the baby was born. I was so hurt. He was like, because you told me you ain't want no guy that had no baby. I was like, I don't. Like, right. I'm young. I don't want to deal with it. This bullshit. And,
did you and the baby mama ever have, like, beef or anything?
Oh, yeah. We went through because he was lying to both of
both of us. You know what I mean? He was still young. He was still playing that game. And it was like, we was together like every day. Like our first date, he took me to Hawaii.
What?
Ask her what she did into the bathroom.
No, wait, whoa. What did you do in the bathroom in Hawaii?
Absolutely not. Carmina, that was so mean.
What happened in the bathroom?
All right, so we away for 7 days. This is my first time going away with him. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. My stomach hurts. Shit.
Oh. I'm like, I know that feeling. Bubble guts.
So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. We've been drinking all day, every day. I'm like, she's trying to hold it in. I'm like, all right, this nigga sleep. So I go to the bathroom, do what I had to do.
Ah, shit.
Why the toilet don't flush?
No. You had to scoop that shit out.
No. So she then all of, so all of a sudden, you know, I'm trying to pour water down the toilet. It's not going
you
nowhere.
You trying to lift up the thing on it's the top?
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, babe, you okay? I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
No.
Don't go here for 34, 45. And he like, what's wrong? I'm like,
you know what's wrong.
You smell what's the wrong.
We had cheese.
He is busting out laughing. So he called the maintenance man. The maintenance man come and he fixed the toilet. And the whole time the maintenance man, and he like, she broke this toilet. Her shitty ass. So embarrassed. Like,
I'd have been like, I don't know who was in here before.
After that point, I'm just like, I could do anything in front of him.
The toilet just started shooting up shit. I don't know who
used this toilet before us. We need to get our money back.
That's awful.
That was awful. Can you imagine? I was sweating in the bathroom like, damn, y'all, I gotta open this door for him.
That's why you're supposed to courtesy flush. That's what you get.
Right?
You would have known. Yeah. She would have known at least mid shit that it was. This shit ain't gonna work. Let me
can't
stop.
Do it.
Mid shit.
Mid shit. You were supposed to give it up, right?
Tammy Rivera stopped through Lip Service also. This was her first time on the show, and she's a real sweetheart, but she really gave us some insight into her relationships and her own personal life. Normally, we start off with a tip of the day, but we didn't start with, so we're going to get to that right now. All right, so now we get this question all the time from guys. We have this advice thing that we do, and people want to ask, how do you get your girl back after you cheated? What works and what doesn't work? Because there's so many guys out there that mess up mm-hmm. and don't know, like, what can I do to get my girl back? And we get this question, like, nonstop. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that for all of us. When somebody cheats on you, mm-hmm. and we know you got cheated on, yeah. and you, but you still...
Well, damn, Angela.
Way to be modest.
It was well documented.
She said it was well documented.
Anybody in this room.
but we all have been, you know, honestly, yours was just very public,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
But what does work? Because there's a lot of guys who mess up, right? And mm-hmm. their girl is like, I'm not fucking with you anymore. But what works and what doesn't work when it comes to getting your girl back?
For me personally, I would say, I don't think it's what they do. It's really, I mean, it can be what they do, but it's really a woman knows, like, really, if she's just completely done. Mm. Like, I'm a Leo. I'm loyal to by default, but when I'm completely done, I'm like done.
Right.
Which when we separated, I was like, bye. Like, just don't come back. Don't come to my house. Like, just leave me alone. Like, he was not go away.
He was coming to the house.
Yeah, he would not go away. And then I even let him, I said, okay, this is what I'm gonna do to get him go away. I'm gonna let him come in here and I'm gonna let him mess himself up. So I just kept my wall up. I was just like, psh, want the first thing he do, that nigga getting the fuck out. He wouldn't. I mean, it was so consistent. I thought it was an act. Yeah. Like, I thought it was an act. I was so mean to the point that everybody was like, yo, you really being mean? Like, you really a bitch. Like, and I'm not like that.
So I know, I was going to say, I can't see you being mean. Like, what's mean?
Yeah, girl, I just didn't care. Like, I would just say anything, do anything. Right. I was just, and then he'd be like, damn. And I'd be like, well, you can get the fuck out.
Right.
Yeah, like, and he'd be like, you know, and he would just eat it. Like, he was just constantly, he just came.
Whoa,
one day.
That's what he was doing.
That's what you
got to
do. Eat it.
I mean, I guess that's
eat your girl back. You gotta eat it.
Constantly.
That's a good tip. Constantly eat it.
Constantly. No, I wouldn't even let him touch me. Like, he had to stay in Charlie room. Like, I just didn't want nothing to do with him. I was like, I'm just done. I would try to find reasons. I'm like, maybe if I'm real nasty and mean, mm-hmm. he'll leave. And then he was just like, because when we separated, the last thing I told him was, I was like, I said, I swear to God on my child's life, I will never love you the same. I was like, it's done. So that stuck in my head. I was like, I can lie to him, I can lie to myself. I can't lie to God.
Right.
You know, not on my child. But I was mm-hmm. so angry at the moment. I was like, I promise to God I would never love you the same. So when he came back in the house and he was like, one day we got into it, and I was like, listen, I
I meant what I said, nigga. Like, I would never love you the same. And he was like, I know you won't. He's like, because you gonna love me more. Mm. And I was
like, he saved her life.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Did he practice that bar? That was a good bar.
He probably was like, this, she told me, and there's nothing I could say, because I'm like, well, if I do love him, and which in the end ended up happening. Mm-hmm. Like,
And part of it is your daughter, because they had such a great relationship.
Crazy relationship.
It made it so hard for you to be like, because she was like telling you.
Yeah, she don't see no wrong in him. Like, she loves him to death. But what I can say is, even throughout our whole separation, he's like, never, he picked her up from school, he dropped her off, and everybody knows that's not his biological child. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, there is no blood couldn't make them closer. Right.
That's,
you know?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, because you let him come. Now, this is something that guys have to learn when they fuck up. If I let you back in, don't do nothing wrong, and just understand the fact that I'm gonna treat you like shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
and eat it.
Yeah, you got to deal with it.
She said, "Eat it
constantly, eat shit."
But you know, sometimes when you're so damaged, that don't work down there.
Like, I meant eat it like how you said it. Now you saying it.
Oh, wait, I'm confused.
She's talking about.
No, because you know what she was saying.
She done took it somewhere else. No.
She said,
sometimes that don't work.
No, it don't. Like me, I'm
you be like, I'm not going to come. I don't care.
What you
how
say,
long you
Jody,
eat it, I'm not.
Who I said, Jody, I'm not going to this.
I love you, Jody.
And you know how you have an attitude when you having sex and you mad as hell? But you
be like,
oh, yeah.
And you be like, I'm going to just fucking lay here.
And I ain't going to say
I'm mad as hell. I'm not making a noise.
Next thing you know, you forgive me.
Yes. Shit, walk up there. He's like, well, you ain't gotta say shit. I'm still gonna catch my nut. I'm fucking rude. Like,
just rude.
He don't care. I be sleep. That nigga don't care. He was like, shit,
I need it. Now, what doesn't work? If you have to give guys advice, like, for when they're trying to get back after they fucked up, what doesn't work?
Excuses.
Mm-hmm. Blaming, telling me what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
trying to.
I fucked up, but that because during that time you was talking to. Don't want to hear none of that right. shit.
Bring up the oldest shit.
Yeah,
the oldest shit.
Before I met you,
you know you love me, so we just gonna get through this. What? Get your ass up.
I love you, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so excuses does not work. You gotta just admit I fucked up and just take it and don't blame shit on me.
Don't blame. I don't give a damn if what it was. Don't blame. Okay, we had sex in 2 months. Don't tell me why I cheated because you ain't give me no pussy. I don't care.
Right.
I don't want to hear nothing.
Well, that is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's kind of
2 months. No.
What do you expect?
Girl. Did I be messed up?
All right, what else doesn't work? And what does, all right, no, we didn't finish what does work, because you said basically he was very consistent. He still was in contact, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, with your daughter and picking her up and doing all of that stuff and just letting you treat him like shit.
Yeah. He just wouldn't go away.
Okay.
He wouldn't go, but he really changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to improve. Like, you really have to, like, consistently, like, change. Like, he really changed. Like, the guy he is now is not the guy that he was. Like, I mean, he's changed completely.
And it would suck to put in all that work for somebody else to benefit off of it.
But That's how I think.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't think like that. You just be like, so, like, I used to think like that. Like, yeah. I ain't gonna let nobody benefit. I got to a point where I was so tired. Like, girl, have his ass.
Right.
Have everything. Take my shit, too.
Take that and the benefits, bitch.
Right. Huh, you want my shoes on? Because I'm done.
Because we've all taken back a cheating guy. So, L'Oreal.
Oh, God.
What worked for you?
Because
we're giving these guys advice. Because maybe some of them are changing, too, that are listening.
I think, like you said, being consistent, like, that's a big key. It's like, if you keep trying to show that you care, you change, and not even that you change, because I don't believe that somebody's going to change just in one day, 1 week, that you're willing to change, that you're going to put in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something like that. Like, everybody makes mistakes, so you can't expect somebody to never do nothing wrong.
Right.
But at the same time, I think it's like, the main thing is like, all right, they might have cheated or whatever, but were they disrespecting you in a way where it's like, all right, you could find a picture, or you could find a this, or you could find, I know. That's what makes it, I think that's what makes it worse for us, because if we find out something that maybe they fucked somebody when they was on a boys' trip, you know, yeah. last year. Then
as long
you
as it wasn't
like,
one of the boys. Girl. Yeah.
No, not one of the boys. Listen, y'all some nasty ass motherfuckers.
I looked at you like, boisterous. Yeah.
First of all, he don't never have to call me again. Ain't no forgiving that, brother.
Oh, so, okay, you went. You can't forgive me fucking one of his boys?
His homeboy? No.
But you know there's some women that take men back when they found out that they with other guys or transgenders.
It's different.
See, no.
I don't think I can
do that. Yeah. We talked about that Insecure incident a little bit when he said he did something in college.
He let somebody suck his dick.
Oh, a boy? Yeah.
In college.
That's a boy, Damien. Like, you know,
just one time.
So wait, you wouldn't mess with him no more?
Hell no.
But that was mad long ago. He never did nothing again.
Fuck no.
I just wonder.
I can't do that. No.
I don't want to be in that situation, so I don't even.
Because, nigga, you like, I don't care what you say. You liked it. Right. Because a man knows
I can't do for you.
A man knows how they like their thing. You know, suck
the tank. Right. But so, what if he was like, I didn't really like it, man. That beard was rubbing on my leg.
But what
did
he even do?
Mano, you know that's my BRF, my best rapper friend. And Mano always stirs up some issues. You know how he is. He does not hold his tongue and he talks crazy. But so does L'Oreal. Check it out.
We live in a time where it's like everything is super hyper. Everything is right. Everybody wants shit right now. So I'm saying, like, what's wrong with doing certain things that keep your man happy?
What if you're not happy with it?
Right. So right.
The female's not happy with it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The female should be happy with it.
How you tell a woman what she should be happy?
You should be happy eating some pussy, bitch.
If she not happy with it, there's no need to put discussion.
Eat that pussy with
a smile. Listen, if she not happy with it,
it's not even
then it's not up for discussion. And that's it is what it is.
Right.
So when that nigga going out and getting it from somewhere else, you now you understand why.
Now how about don't
have that's your option?
But that's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
So you either gotta fuck a bitch with your nigga
and be happy with it with a goddamn smile on your face.
Yeah, or let him cheat. That's the option.
Nah, either way, he gonna fuck another bitch, whether you give him permission
or not. But you know, to each his or her, to each,
but you know,
to each, to each his or her own. You know, there might be a woman that's like, you know what, he's right. It's 100% right. You know, even though we don't agree. You know what I mean? Gigi likes girls. Gigi doesn't mind.
Right.
Damn, Gigi. But Gigi.
I'm just saying, like, to each his or her own.
I don't think with the lip service that I'll fuck a bitch here and there.
But still, your face look like damn.
Nah, but.
Relationship with your man, like you'll bring a girl home every now and then, right?
Of course.
Right. See, that's the thing.
Level up, listen, man.
She likes
grow
that.
The fuck
why
up.
Is it growing up?
Grow the
that's
fuck
not
up.
Growing up, man.
Because it's something that I like. Right. If it wasn't something that I like, then we wouldn't be doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's understandable.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm not doing
that's
that.
Understandable.
Exactly.
Cool.
I'm
no
not,
problem.
I'm not doing that.
No I must I be too. Childish.
I don't like girls. Yeah, you,
that's childish because I don't want to.
I don't like girls.
Listen to me. I don't like girls, and I'm very possessive about my shit. So I don't want to see my man fucking another.
I
don't
know if a
sorry.
Situation like that goes wrong.
I have a question, Mayna.
And then they when end a up guy ends up fucking right. the other girl behind your back or thinking no, that he could
that
do that when
I've seen that. Right. Right. Because you let him.
That does happen, but you gotta first of all, you gotta let your girl run it. You gotta let her run it. You gotta let her pick. It's her decision. It's her show.
And what if she's like, I'm not with it anymore?
Why?
But what if she
why?
Came
why?
But what if she came
no,
to you,
but that's what like, happens with these relationships.
You go fuck another bitch, but don't get mad when I go fuck another nigga.
Nah, nobody's doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is that?
It's okay for y'all, but it's not okay for us.
That's just so hypothetical. That's not
this whole situation is
man,
hypothetical.
You sound
man,
crazy.
It can't only be good when it's in your favor, okay?
Right.
Oh, God. Like, nobody.
Oh, my God.
What if she be like, I like my pussy.
God spelled backwards.
Dog.
Yeah.
What if she likes I like my what if she says I like my pussy eaten by multiple guys, like you do it for me but not like how this guy does that, so that, would you be like go ahead get your pussy eaten?
She's really a hoe then.
Can she be with other women
and what are
you
right
can she be with other women when you're not around?
In that case I would say some shit like let's just get one main extra girlfriend and like that'll just be our girlfriend. All right, so
why does that make you feel better than if you could fuck multiple women? Why can't she?
I'm not saying she can't. No. I'm not fucking. If we talking about if I'm in a relationship, I'm not fucking multiple women. I'm fucking women only with her.
What if she right? says?
But
you,
it's multiple.
What if she
it's
says you can't fuck women. The other women, but you could watch me and her?
I watch. I like to watch.
But you can't touch the other women.
Sometimes that might be interesting. That might be just the vibe for that night.
No, permanently.
No touch. Huh? That's too hypothetical and it's not really hypothetical.
Because what are you supposed to do? Jerk off?
Yeah,
like,
no,
jerk off.
But hypothetically, if the girl wanted to fuck with another girl, like, let me, I think then that's a conversation. It's like,
like, let's say you overseas on tour or something for a few weeks, and she got a little itch that needs to be scratched, and she call you and say, I'ma call Tamika.
Yeah, if she got an itch, that's scary.
Shut up.
You don't have to go to the doctor. That's like,
I'ma call Tamika, and Tamika gonna come over here and stay
Tamika
with me.
Like Tiny.
I think I
said a name.
You should have said a different one. But that was just a bad okay, never mind.
You hear what she's saying though? I think that
now, mind you, wait, and it's a bitch that y'all already fucked before.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
Somebody, she allowed you to fuck before.
I think I could do that.
And then she, and you gone and you can't handle her because you ain't nowhere near to handle her. And she need to be handled. And she go and call one of the bitches that she brought over for you. Are you okay with that?
I think I could do that.
But what if you think or you know?
Yeah, I think I could. I think I've never been posed with that question, but I've thought of that before. And I think I could do that. I think I could say, you know what? All right, just leave me on FaceTime.
The phone on the
You gotta know the girl. Cause what if she's like,
the only way this thing the only way shit like that works is honesty and openness.
Man, this is my guy Plies. Now we played a little game with him, pumper or dumper, and he pretty much wanted to pump any woman no matter what. Here's some of what he had to say.
All right, so back to the question. She doesn't have any female friends. You say pump it.
Yeah, you definitely pump
it. All right, pump it or dump it. You go to give her a hug in the club, and she got on a waist trainer.
Dump.
You can feel it.
That's up under there.
Do anybody wear a waist trainer?
No.
Why are you wearing?
We not asking you.
I gotta ask the question.
In the club, it don't matter. We asking
if
you.
If we do wear them, we definitely not wearing them in the club.
No,
it depends. If I met her and she had the waist trainer on, she gotta keep it on.
Like forever? What do you mean?
Well, if I'm pumping her, she gotta keep, because I feel like if I meet you and you got on the waist trainer, I'm infatuated with how I see you. So if it's because you got a waist trainer on is why you look appealing to me, then you should never.
So you're
going to
pump her in the waist trainer?
She goddamn right. She wore it to the club.
Nah, you got to get
it.
But that doesn't make sense. I feel like hugging a chick in a waist trainer is like hugging a cop. You know what I mean? I think you're afraid that when you let the waist trainer out, she's going to explode like a thing of biscuits.
Right. Exactly.
But
the good thing about that waist trainer, if they start shooting, you could throw it right in front of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God. Saved my life.
Conditional pumper. Conditional. She got to keep it on.
If she wear waist, if y'all wear waist trainers, y'all cool with me, man.
We wear them around the house. We don't wear them under our dresses.
Yeah, I wear them like, you know, when I feel like I got a little lipo swell on the side. Like one
swell.
Of my lipos is swelling up on the side.
I'll pretty much all these questions are actually going to be pumper.
You gonna pump anybody?
You gonna pump everybody?
I hope not, because there's some other ones that
they
say pump it.
But what do guys do when they want to hide stuff? Like, we have all kinds of things. We got booty pops. We got waist trainers. We got makeup. We got weed. We got everything. What y'all do?
I mean, I guess it varies depending on what it is you're trying to hide. But for me, like I said, I'm pretty much a straight shooter. But you know, I feel like the waist trainer thing is.
They have male waist trainers, by the way.
I'm kind of in the middle with the waist trainer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think guys, no, I'm not saying you. Guys wear hats. It's to cover their hair. Yeah.
Okay, that's like a waist trainer.
Look. For me, I think I've always been, I think since I was probably like 13, 14, I always feel like the hat complimented the attire. But
the style, yeah.
I used to know, well, not used to because I still know this guy, but I know a guy.
I'm familiar.
He would always wear like a hoodie or like a jacket to hide his muffin top.
Ooh.
Mm, did he have hips to go with them?
Oh, guys are just as self-conscious
like
about their bodies as women.
Top, so he always kept on a jacket or a hoodie. And I never could understand why every time I saw him, he would have like a jacket like this on or like a hoodie. And then one time, they said that he couldn't wear it in the club. And he was like, oh, I ain't going in there.
Ooh.
He didn't
the insecurity was that deep.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Like,
he took it off when sex?
No. Of course.
Oh, okay.
When the lights
so
were
he
off.
Didn't mind the muffin top if it was, y'all was alone.
Right. Lights were off.
But I ain't been in the club. Nah. Why don't you just wear a bigger t-shirt?
Why he just didn't get lipo? I don't know.
Why he didn't just dye it?
Right. I don't know why he didn't do anything.
But men don't do all the stuff that we do. I feel like women don't care as much about how men look. Like, you still was...
I care.
With him, even though he had a muffin top?
Yeah.
Would he have been with you with a muffin top? I think so, yeah.
Okay. Is money important? No? Yeah.
Looks are important for me. I like my guys to have fit, athletic bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I work hard for my body. Not only do I get plastic surgery, but I starve myself.
That's working really hard. It's hard work. It's hard work to live off of water and
to live just but drinking
it's
water.
It's money important, and, he said, for us.
For women, just in general.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be in struggle mode with you, no.
Struggle mode.
I mean, I'm too old for that.
I mean, I'm not looking, like, it's not one of the main things I'm looking for, like, oh, he has to be a millionaire to date me. But I'm not going to lie, you have to be doing, at the very least, better than me.
At the very least. Well, I would say this, okay? I believe that money matters to the point that you have to be doing something and be somewhat ambitious and make some money, because I don't want to take care of you if you don't have it. You need to be able to take care of yourself. I don't necessarily need you to take care of me.
Yeah.
But you need to be able to handle your own business. Like, you can't be asking me for money, like, to pay your rent, because I don't do that.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, if you're an aspiring rapper at the age of, I don't know, 38, give up the struggle, boo. Just, you know, get a job with benefits.
But what if you make it at 39?
Get a job with benefits. I'm not afraid of dating a bus driver or a
garbage man.
Fireman, sanitation worker. I'm okay with that.
Excuse me. Sanitation worker.
Yeah.
The politically correct. That's a city job. They got good benefits.
I want somebody with money. So that's...
Oh, you want to be a cat man?
Not a cat man, but I want you to be a... somewhat established.
I'm trying
to be established either way.
No, and I feel like it's very important, the kind of guy that I date, to want a girl who's doing well for herself. I don't really like dating guys that are just tricks. They want to pick a girl up from the strip club and take care of her. She doesn't have to work anymore.
No offense.
Gigi works.
I was making good money before he took me out of the strip club, or
even just pick up a girl and just like, oh, you know, just a girl, just regular, just doesn't have a career, she doesn't do anything with herself and just wants to take care of her. I feel like it shows a lot about a man's thinking, you know, that if he wants a girl who's successful or not.
Well, plus you have money, you could take care of
a woman. I got a little bit of money. I ain't got too much money.
Nah, we see all the jewelry and everything.
I'm all right. I got a little bit of money.
Okay, but you could afford to take care of a woman, so she didn't have to work.
I want to take care of a woman. Me personally, I want to take care of a woman. I don't want no woman to have to work, and I'm a little different when it comes to that. I feel like, for me, I just want you to spend your time looking good, keeping me together. So I don't want no woman.
That's
that
nice.
Way.
I think that might be a little bit of the southern.
I want you to have something going. I want you to be ambitious, and you know, you ain't got to match me dollar for dollar, but I don't want you to just...
No, but you should want... A man should want a girl with ambition and goals.
But then what if she gets with you and she's like, well, time to quit the job.
That's what I want, though.
That's awful. That's what he wants. And
I just want to... I want to, when I meet you, you strive and you got your hustle on.
But then I got you. You ain't got to do it anymore.
Right. Yeah. Ambition doesn't really work that way, though. You can't shut it off like a light switch, though. And you meet an ambitious woman, she's gonna still want to be happy.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with her using me for what it is that I do. Like, I want to be the provider. I want to go out and get it and bring it back. But in the meantime, if you home and, you know...
Like, I'm adding to the pile. We got $100 million because of you. Here's $70 because of me. $100 million and $70.
That puts
women in a bad situation sometimes. Because now I got to ask you for money every time I got to do something.
God forbid
it don't work out.
That's hard.
I haven't been working out because I've been with you for 4 years.
But I ain't that dude.
Now what I'm going
to
do?
I ain't that dude. I'm a dude. I want you to have your... I'm giving you your own card. I'm going to give you your own... account is gonna stay. I want it to stay here, whether it's, you know, a $50,000 bag. Like,
where are you from?
I don't know the South,
because it's parts of the South that I'm not trying to go to Atlanta and find a man.
Okay, yeah, you're not.
They know how to take care of theirs.
Yeah, I don't want you asking me for nothing, so I want to make sure you have it so you don't have to ask for it.
But wouldn't you feel vulnerable being with a man that you had to rely on him, like, for money?
I would love to know what that feels like. It doesn't feel good. I would love to know what
I just left a situation like that.
And okay. It doesn't feel good. No. I mean, I didn't have to rely on him for money because I still made my own money. I just didn't make as much money as I was used to making. Mm-hmm. So he did fill that void. But there was times when I had to go to him like, I want or I need XYZ. And it just was like, but why?
Right. Like, I want a new bag. I can't just buy it.
I mean.
But now I gotta ask. And then you act like you have an attitude.
Right.
And then, I've been in a relationship where I'm not paying for anything and he's taking care of anything and everything and I didn't have a job and it feels awful.
Right.
It feels awful having to ask for everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
You need pads, when you need tampons. Hey, babe, can you go get me some tampons? I need some tampons.
Sheesh.
Like,
you had $6.
I have no money.
I asked this question the other day. Like, is women out here taking care of men or no?
No, yeah, with some sugar mamas. Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, I need to find them. These sugar mamas, yeah, but I think you're too expensive. Like, ain't nobody buying you all this jewelry and stuff. Stay home. I stay home. I clean up all that shit. If you really need to take care of me, you don't have to be washing my hands. No, I don't do no laundry. But okay, well, you would be a terrible stay-at-home boyfriend.
You probably make pork chops though. Don't nobody. Hey, I'm gonna let you add that one. What's that? I like pork chops. Pork chops are good. I like pork chops. I don't know what you're talking about. No, no, y'all eat healthy and shit.
Trey Songz. I remember when we first started Lip Service, I kept saying we need to get Trey Songz on here. We need to get Tremaine on here. Well, fortunately, he did stop by, and of course, he didn't disappoint. All right, now when is the time to stop thotting? This is a question that the ladies were talking about earlier. When do you say, okay, it's time for me to stop being out here like this? It's time to settle down. Do you feel like you've come to that time yet?
I mean, I definitely feel like I've come to that time. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier in the interview, I feel like I've come to that place mentally, but in my actions, I'm still doing a lot of the same shit I don't want to do.
How are you doing something that you don't want to do, though? Come on now.
I mean, that's life. That's
like, that's, I did it, but I fucked it, but I didn't really want to.
It's like the circumstances that he's... Oh, y'all, look who just texted me.
Who?
Handjob.
Do you ever feel like you have to, like, fuck a woman just because...
It's a good text, too.
I mean, the thing about it... It ain't about what I have to do. For real, a lot of times...
Do you ever feel like, man...
I'm expected, like, Lip Service... What was it? 2009 or some shit? Like, you put that expectation. I was talking about how I was out here doing what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? I've been having to hold up my reputation since then. I said I haven't been in sex.
Yeah, right. You did. You know what I mean? So you did say that. Mm-hmm. Right, and there's a lot of little stories floating around about Trey Songz in the bedroom that you have to live up to those expectations.
No, it's songs. I don't know about your stories, but I'm talking about the songs.
I mean, stuff online and stuff like that. I done seen some things. And the expectation bar is high.
You good?
It's a little bit different for me over here.
Those numb, Trey.
What you said?
I said I done heard the stories, but I also done seen some things, so it's a little bit different for me over here.
Gigi, we used to live in the same house.
Yo, we lived together for 3 years.
It's like my sister, like to anybody really watching. It's like a sister. Her daughter's like my niece, like literally. So in Atlanta, we live together. Like,
so you seen some shit.
No, I literally popped popcorn and watched him fuck my homegirl like it was porn.
You watched him do it? And he
I went downstairs and popped popcorn and came in the room and watched him fuck my homegirl.
How was he doing? Damn.
He did a great job.
He did a great job.
Wow.
I didn't know you was going to say
that. Yeah. I mean, I did.
But Gigi's a savage. Like, she used to,
but it was a long time ago.
And what did I tell the bitch?
She used to bring
What'd
me.
What'd you tell her? What'd I tell her?
She said, take that dick, point.
Arch your back and point your toes.
Yeah.
So you were coaching her?
Yeah.
She used to bring like sacrificial lambs to the house.
Oh my God.
Like, cause I wouldn't leave the house. I work all day. Like, I'm in the studio. Like, okay. I just moved to Atlanta. It's bad. I met Gigi on MySpace.
Yep.
Damn.
Don't nobody know that. You know, don't nobody know that.
Tell this
you
story.
Met on MySpace?
We really met on MySpace. That's the truth.
How did this happen?
Nobody knows he met on MySpace.
Explain this.
Because he put out there that he was going to be in Atlanta.
I was moving to Atlanta.
He was moving to Atlanta to do Trey Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just moved there. And I was fucking with him already. Like, he was my... But I gotta go. That was my shit.
Who is
she
this guy?
She knew all the songs. So look,
I knew everything.
Check it. So I'm moving to Atlanta. We got this house. We got this house. Shout out Chris.
Chris Henderson.
I get there. It's 2006. So I'm moving to this house to make the album. All my albums I've mainly made in houses. Cause
and
I like
you were
studio
barely
homes.
Legal at the time.
I
liked it.
No, 21. I put my first album.
Right, he's barely 20, legal.
Yeah,
so,
he was 21.
Yeah, I was 21. Yeah. So I walk in the house and it's Gigi and it's her homegirl and they got on their Magic City outfits and they cooking. This how, like, where this the how fuck welcome am I? To Atlanta.
Welcome like, to Atlanta.
Because I sent Maddie the message City out, strippers in the kitchen. Atlanta, boom, boom, we making an album. And from that point on, like, she just held it down. Like, it won't never a situation where, like, we was into each other that way. Like, she
everybody thought it was, girl. But it really wasn't.
So let me ask you this. So let's talk about Trey's fucking ability since you was there watching him from a youngin. If you could critique him, what are some things that he needed to work on? Because he was young at that time. And I'm sure the way you fucked back then is way different than now.
You sure?
Are you sure?
No, honestly, I can't say. Sure. I honestly can't say anything bad about what I saw. I can only critique the girl, and I critiqued her on spot.
Okay.
That she needed to point her toes, arch her back.
Was it weird for you to have somebody like watching and critiquing the girl and like coaching?
He thought it was funny.
It was funny as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Because she was my homegirl. It wasn't like a stranger. Like, she was my friend.
And I still know she's like, that's the homie.
Still cool. Yeah, she's still the homie with both of us.
Yeah, she like, cool as fuck.
Yes, that was our best of lip service. I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as I do. So many gems here. And we're looking forward to 2018 with all of y'all.